a couple more stories of the week. Lift up Time Magazine's Person of the Year cover and you can see yourself. Time has decided that you, yes, you, although also me, are Time's Person of the Year for all of our blogging, video sharing, and wiki adding. People look into the reflecting panel on the cover and say, handsome guy, or, and so young. But just remember, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and the Ayatollah Khomeini were also once Time's Persons of the Year. Suddenly, we're not so flattered, are we? Yesterday, prosecutors in Durham, North Carolina, dropped rape charges against three Duke University lacrosse players accused of brutalizing a young woman hired as a stripper at a team party. They still face serious charges of kidnapping and sexual offense. Now, when those charges were filed last spring, just before local primary elections, the 24-hour news cycle abounded with self-important and anointed experts providing what amounts to pre-analysis. They philosophized and philologized about how college athletes are coddled and spoiled, how preppies at blue-chip schools like Duke can exploit and humiliate townies like the young woman. Talking heads linked the players to the disgraceful history of white men victimizing black women in America. Sex, race, and history. The storyline was explosive and irresistible. But over the past year, much in the case has cracked open. According to papers filed yesterday, prosecutors say that the young woman making the charge now says she cannot recall if she was raped. She has provided multiple and contradictory accounts of what she says occurred. DNA analysis has found no trace of any contact whatsoever with any of the players, much less those charged. But they still face more than 30 years in prison. The Duke lacrosse players admit that they hired the young woman as a stripper. You do not have to see them as blameless innocents who wanted her to help them with their homework and bake gingerbread to feel that the players have been wronged as they've been held up as poster boys for sexual brutality rather than boors and oafs. In 1989, public hysteria, both reflected and amplified by the press, helped along the conviction of five African-American teenagers for rape in the Central Park jogger case. But 13 years later, after they'd all served their sentences, the Manhattan District Attorney found evidence that exonerated the teens. The press can rarely wait until all the facts are in before reporting about a case. Reporting is not the court system. But some of the supposition and analysis, which can also wreck lives and poison the atmosphere, might be able to wait until just a few facts are known.